I'm not calling it a chasm or a misunderstanding. About the Grand Canyon, American wonder of the world, John Wesley Powell, explorer extraordinaire, led the first expedition in 1869, was the first to call it grand. Before then, it was just big. You name something so it will belong to you. During my rounds at the retirement home, the news blaring behind every door, the president is calling ISIS a cancer. I can't hear everything, just garbled, quote from Obama, quote from Obama, then, we are not at war with Islam. Down my street at home, there is sometimes a small stream running into the gutter. It's only there when it rains, and I call it Little Niagara. It takes all the street's filth with it. Anyway, the cancer and the president's metaphor. He means violent religious extremism. He means our bodies, these barbaric things. My father died from cancer. It started with one angry cell. The president means it's not enough to pull the trigger. It's that we want to shoot. My sister can field dress a deer without flinching. I want to say field dress, not gut. I want to say cut, not behead. My sister got used to gutting, but I am not saying a deer is equal to a man. A deer will fall for anything resembling a salt lick. I can't help it. I still picture it's my father waiting in the tree. Scientists say there was no such thing as cancer before the Industrial Revolution, that cancer is man-made. God says, duh. I find a picture on the internet, a deer growing out of a wolf growing out of a bear. The animal kingdom would call that progress, call that peace. A sign on the corner of 6th and Salem reads, stand here and think about someone you love. Okay, no. I am tonguing too close to the source, all this collective rage. Let's call it a madness. What have we kept near us, a middle name inherited from some great-great? All the things we take come back to haunt us. We call them ghosts. We call it diplomacy or war or jihad or justice, whatever. At its widest point, the Grand Canyon stretches 18 miles across, 6,000 feet deep. I can't help it. I want to name the person falling off the edge.